This is the weekly New Hampshire News Roundup on The Exchange on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Sunset Heights Elementary School in Nashua has a newly elected state official walking its halls. Fifth grader Lola Gianelli was sworn in at the State House last week as New Hampshire's first ever kid governor. What's the kid governor, you ask? Well, 450 fifth graders from five elementary schools across the state participated in what is essentially a hands-on civics education program. They made campaign videos sharing their platform, watched the videos made by their peers, and cast votes for their favorite candidate. And Lola Gianelli was their favorite. She ran on a platform for animal rights, and she's with me now. Lola, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
And how old are you, Lola?
I am 10.
10 years old. Wow. Well, you've accomplished more at 10 years old than I think most of us have at 10 years old. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you've been kid governor since last week. What have you done so far as your first official acts as kid governor?
Well, my class and I made dog toys in our classroom.
You made dog toys because your platform was animal rights, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Where are these dog toys going to go?
To the Humane Society.
Oh, fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what the election process was like for you. I should ask, is this the first time you've campaigned for any kind of office?
Yes.
All right. So you're one for one as far as victories. how was it? How was campaigning?
It was good. It was good, yeah.
What was it like? What did you have to do to campaign?
Well, I had, like, one at the school, one at the college, I think it was, and then at the inauguration, but that wasn't really yay.
Right, because the inauguration you had already won. So what was your argument? Why did you say people should care a lot about animal rights?
Because I thought animal cruelty was wrong and that I could make a difference by giving animals a voice.
Mm-hmm. And how did you settle on this as the thing you were most concerned about?
Well, I've kind of, like, I've not really witnessed it, but I have five animals at home, and I feel like they shouldn't be abused, and I've heard of animals being abused, and it made me really sad, so I felt like I wanted to make a big difference in that.
Oh, excellent. And you ran against a few other kids who wanted to be kid governor, and those young folks are going to be your so-called kid executive council. How will you be working with them? What are you going to do with them?
Well, whatever I do in Nashua, I'll invite them to do in their areas too.
So will they be making dog toys at their schools as well?
I encourage them to do that, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is the value of this program for you? What have you learned about civic life and being in politics?
Well, I've learned that, one, that you have to, at the inauguration, I learned that you have to, most people, like the Governor Sununu, he had a little pin on, I forgot what it's called, but it's on your suit.
A lapel pin?
they actually gave me the governor's pin that he was wearing.
Oh, was it an American flag or a New Hampshire flag?
Well, it said something, I think it was 1776 it was, and I think it had a bird in the middle, like the eagle.
What else did you learn about the nature of politics?
I forget where we were when I had the inauguration, but it's where people decide if a bill is going to be a law, I'm pretty sure. And they have little buttons on the side that you would press to answer the questions.
And for those who weren't running for kid governor but did want to vote and did cast votes for you or for the other two young people running with you, what do you think the voters gained from the process?
Well, I think they gained a bit of knowledge on what happened to the animals, because I remember I talked about a few people from the Humane Society who saved a few, like 84 huskies.
And what do you think they learned about the process of voting?
Well, I think they learned how the process of voting works, and that when you do vote, you have to think a bit carefully on why you're voting and how you feel strongly about what you're voting for. So, because if you voted for something that you didn't feel strongly about, why would you be voting for it? And that voting is pretty important.
Does this make you excited to reach the age at which you can vote in state and national elections?
Yes, very excited.
Well, Lola, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.